Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories.
As the homicide rate spikes 21% so far this year in the city, more fatal gun violence overnight. Our Glenn Shuck in the Bronx.
For hours and hours, police tape surrounding this car parked diagonally near Sedgwick Avenue. Two men found in the seat in the front, both dead, executed with shots to the back of the head. Initial calls to cops about a large and loud crowd out on Sedgwick Avenue. Now, as officers review surveillance cameras in the area to try to track down suspects, neighborhood residents stand far away.
Bothers me. This area here is pretty much calm, so this is pretty much of a shock. It's sad because his life's taken away, you know, and I know in my heart.
The violent tale in New York City continues. Homicides are up 21% the first half of this year. Shootings dramatically up, nearly 50%. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, in the High Bridge section of the Bronx.
Governor Cuomo's office issued a statement reminding the mayor that the decision about schools is the governor's to make and that at this point any determination is premature. Mayor de Blasio was talking about the fall today after more than 450,000 parents responded to a school survey and 75% said they wanted to send their kids back to class in September.
City education officials are developing multiple plans to send teachers and students back to school in the fall.
Some schools will be able to have all of their kids when you factor in the total use of space, and that probably every kid will not be there, to say the least. 75% will, I believe. 25% may not.
And the mayor adds that they are talking to the teachers union about staggered schedules. And the mayor also announcing over 2.5 miles of open streets will now include outdoor dining.
It's going to open up a world of possibilities and get a lot of people back to their jobs. We want to help working people. This is going to help a lot.
22 streets in all five boroughs set aside for dining this weekend, with many more to come. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
That includes Arthur Avenue in the Bronx, Fifth Avenue in Park Slope, and Mulberry Street in Manhattan. Playgrounds, amusement parks, and casinos have all reopened in New Jersey. Libraries and museums are also welcoming guests again. And starting tomorrow, outdoor gatherings can now have as many as 500 people. Governor Murphy says it's another sign that his state is taking the correct steps to defeat the coronavirus, but he warns we're not out of the woods yet.
Not that we expect that the virus won't come back. We, in fact, expect it will. The question is, what are you going to do about it? And the fact of the matter is, with the testing, tracing, and isolation trinity that we have in place right now, the expectation is we can spot it, surround it, isolate it, and drive it back into the ground.
New Jersey reported about 500 new positive coronavirus cases in the past day and, sadly, 27 more deaths. The British socialite tied to the Jeffrey Epstein sex trafficking case has been arrested.
Early this morning, Ghislaine Maxwell was arrested in Bradford, New Hampshire.
Which FBI Assistant Director William Sweeney says was the result of a long investigation that didn't end with Epstein's suicide nearly a year ago. A federal indictment now charges Maxwell with counts like enticement of a minor to travel to engage in illegal sex acts. Acting U.S. Attorney Audrey Strauss says Maxwell and Epstein had a method.
Maxwell enticed minor girls, got them to trust her, then delivered them into the trap that she and Epstein had set for them. She pretended to be a woman they could trust. All the while, she was setting them up to be sexually abused by Epstein, and in some cases, by Maxwell herself.
She says Maxwell compounded those crimes by lying to investigators in 2016, for which she is also charged with perjury. Sonia Rincon, 1010 Winds at the U.S. Attorney's Office in Lower Manhattan.
In 1010 Wins Sports, it's never been easy to be a first-year manager in the major leagues, but imagine trying to do it this season in a year unlike any other in baseball history. That's what's happening at Citi Field.
First, the good news for the Mets. Rookie manager Luis Rojas today saying all the players invited to their so-called summer camp have arrived at Citi Field and are going through their obligatory intake screenings. But now the bad news. Hitting coach Chili Davis has not made the trip yet from Arizona, one of the latest coronavirus hotspots.
Chili will be working remotely with us. So he'll be, you know, helping out the players, helping out the coaching staff. And, he won't be at the start of camp. I mean, the timeline for him to join us is uncertain yet, but he will be working remotely.
As Rojas and the Mets get set for their first workouts in Queens tomorrow, the manager adding players will be split into three groups in order to maintain proper social distancing and also stick to those more than 100 pages of baseball safety protocols. Mark Renee, 1010 Wins Sports.
Well, yesterday marked another record high day of COVID-19 infections across the country.
It's the highest number yet of new cases recorded in one 24-hour period, 52,789. In June, the U.S. recorded more than 800,000 new cases, and with July starting out with record numbers, not just the nation as a whole, but many states reporting records, the summer's looking to be difficult. 37 states reporting rising cases, 19 of those states slowing or reversing the reopenings of their economies. At least 30 states now have face covering mandates. I'm Jim Roop.
If you stayed at home before you were ordered to, your family, friends, and neighbors likely owe you a thank you. A new study from Johns Hopkins University looked at the 25 most affected counties in the U.S. It found that people who chose to stay at home before lockdown orders were given may have helped to slow the spread of COVID-19 back in March and April. The research is published in The Lancet.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.